God is present with us. As a way to be present with God, I invite you to take a few deep breaths, breathing in as deeply as you can, and gently releasing. And as you move back into steady, comfortable breaths, be aware that the air you are breathing in is the very love of God. Be aware that you are surrounded by love, that love is holding you together. It's in every fiber of your being. I encourage you in this time to let go of any expectations you may have. Any expectations you may have on yourself, or any expectations you may have on God. The goal of this space is simply to be with God. Oftentimes, the work of God's word and his presence is deep and mysterious, and over time brings transformation. So allow yourself the freedom to simply be. I'm going to be reading from John chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. This is the story, the account of Jesus being anointed in Bethany. I invite you with your imagination to place yourself in this story. If you're in a place where you're able to, perhaps it would be helpful to close your eyes, to visualize the environment as I read through the passage. Consider the sounds, even the smells. Be aware of the people in this place, the conversations that are happening. Six days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet, and she wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, he objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to whatever was put in it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. Again, I encourage you to place yourself in this story at the table with Jesus. With Lazarus, who is reclining, who was once dead and was raised to life before the eyes of many. Consider Martha serving food. Who else do you see in this room? What does it feel like to be in there? What sort of conversations are happening? As Mary comes in the room, carrying the expensive perfume, does she get the attention of the room as she walks towards Jesus? As Jesus sees her coming towards him, what is his facial expression like? What about his body language? As she gets closer to his feet and starts to anoint him, the fragrance of the perfume fills the room. What does this moment feel like? as Judas's voice breaks the silence. What is Jesus's facial expression? How is he responding as Judas speaks? What emotions come up in you as you hear Judas speak? And then Jesus speaks up, "Leave her alone. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." As you're there in this room and you hear these words among the others that are there, how are these words received? Perhaps some look confused and don't understand. What is Mary doing as she hears these words? Six days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, he objected. "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages." He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As a keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to whatever was put into it. "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "It was intended that she should save the perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well, for on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him.